News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
You can text us on 53106. That'll cost you 30 cents for the text. Or you can use WhatsApp 087 1400 106. As I mentioned earlier on, the Media Minister, Minister for Arts, Culture, Communications, Media and Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, has said that Ireland will go it alone when it comes to restricting social media to children if the EU cannot come to a broad general agreement. And he's with us this morning. Minister, there seems to be a slight contradiction in some of what you've said around this, because on the one hand, you're talking about the possibility of going it alone. On the other, you're quoted in the Dáil as saying that the Digital Services Act includes obligations already to protect minors, and failure by a platform to comply can also lead to significant sanction. Does that not, would application of that act not adequately solve the problem?
Well, first of all, Marnin, Anton, and Marnin to your listeners. And look, there's no contradiction really. And last week in Cyprus at the EU Council of Communications Ministers, I was struck really, to be quite honest about it, by the level of consensus amongst practically all of the member states that, notwithstanding the fact that we have the Digital Services Act and, you know, that regulating countries, including Ireland, can take enforcement through regulatory agencies, and for the very large platforms, the European Commission can, and announced during the week that it's taking, you know, investigations against particular platforms, member states are still really unhappy with regard to the lack of protections that are there for minors. And I was struck because over the last while, since I've been attending Council of Ministers meetings, there's definitely been a shift in the European Council away from, I suppose, a position where some member states would have been articulating that this is an issue that should be left to the member states individually, and each individual member state should deal with it differently, to a very clear consensus which is emerging now that this is beholding on all of us to act in unison and to act together. So,
and on that, on that note, Minister, what's the general sense and consensus in respect of the level of responsibility being taken by the social media platforms? Do the member states actually believe that they are trying?
Well, look, there's a general consensus, I would say, that because everybody uses it, that this is the public health emergency of the generation that we're talking about here now, the children of Europe, that this is... this is no longer something that might be a moot point or debatable. This is a public health issue as much as a basic protection issue, and it has to be addressed in the same level of consensus as we have addressed other public health issues across the union. Because what it goes to as well is the fragmentation of the union here, and individual member states being allowed to do their own thing is fine, but that in many ways points to the potential weakness of the union. So look, I am assuming the chair of that council on the 1st of July. I met the commissioner with responsibility for it at the end of the council meeting in Cyprus last week. We were asked to identify Ireland's priorities, and I said, look, I have a single priority in terms of the 6 months that we want to try and really drive home, which is the issue of online safety for minors across the European Union.
On that note then, Minister, you will undoubtedly have seen the testimony provided by the representatives from Meta, from TikTok, from Snap, who were in front of the Rathaus Committee yesterday. Now, I won't rehash the entirety of it, but the very matter that you're talking about, the safety of children, was put to TikTok's representative by Sinn Féin's Claire Curran. And she asked if their platforms, if the totality of the social media platforms were addictive. Let me just play you the clip of the response.
I think we wouldn't agree with the term addictive. What we would, but that doesn't mean we don't take the well-being of children incredibly seriously. When we look at TikTok and, for instance, the recommender algorithm, for us, that is about making sure that with a platform with 100 million pieces of content uploaded every day, that is content that is relevant to the users of our platform.
100 million pieces of content directly geared by an algorithm to be relevant to the kids who use the platform. Is that credible when they then say that's not addictive?
Look, I wouldn't expect him to say any different, to be quite honest about it. Would you? I mean, like, yeah, I'm sure 50, 60 years ago, if you had, you know, other companies in front of Oireachtas committees or in front of congressional hearings, they probably would have said that their products weren't addictive either. Nobody's going to say that their product is addictive because they know exactly where that's going to lead. But look, I'm a parent in the first instance. And, you know, whether it is at the school gate or whether it is in the sideline of a GAA field, you know, parents up and down the country are saying that this is something that needs to be addressed.
But do you believe them to be addictive?
Well, I know that if children are whittling away their lives 6 and 7 hours a day, that's not addictive. That is addictive. And you know, when you're pushing material down the tube at a child, in the full knowledge that that child is going to sit there aimlessly, you know, consuming more and more and more of it, that is addictive. That is addiction.
The downside risk of this, Minister, let's say you do decide to paddle your own canoe and do an Irish response without being able to get a cohesive European approach. We make an awful lot of money out of having some of these entities have their EMEA headquarters in Dublin. If they do the brinksmanship thing and say, well, look, we can just as easily tootle off to France or to Germany or anyone else, what'll you do?
Well, I think if you heard the contributions of the member states of the European Union last week, Ireland is not an outlier here. We're not some sort of a radical taking on a position here that's, you know, that people need binoculars to see how we're getting on way out there, out on the edge. We're very much actually inside in the middle. And there's some very large member states and some quite small member states that, you know, agree entirely with the position that we've taken and have urged me on the way out of that council meeting to make this the single priority. Like, we have already seen Spain and France, for instance, initiate legislation in this area. We've seen the Netherlands move considerably now to a commission, a national commission discussing it. So a lot of member states have already shifted, Germany and Greece as well. So this is a train that's leaving the station. I prefer all of the EU member states to be on it and be driven by the European Commission. But we retain the ability under the Digital Services Act that if the European Commission does not bring forward proposals, which I will be formally asking them to do in my role as the President of the Council to do, if they don't bring forward proposals during Ireland's 6 months, then I reserve the right in the Dáil and in the Oireachtas to move legislation like other countries have done, like France and Spain and others, to do this unilaterally. But it would be woefully embarrassing, I think, to have a situation where the chairman or the presidency of the council is moving legislation in their own member state because there isn't cohesion within the European institutions.
Let me just go back then so that I have total clarity on it, because you cited it as a conversation that you had with other member states. Once you take the role of president of the council in respect of this area for Europe, your prime sole obligation is to achieve a European ban on social media access for under 16s.
My sole motivation and my sole objective as a parent is to make these platforms a lot safer for our kids. And a lot of work has already been done on this, you know, whether it's in relation to the audiovisual sector or in relation to the Digital Services Act. But we need to see more, and we need to see a greater level of cohesion. The European Union is not an insignificant, you know, conglomeration of headbangers. We represent about 400 million people. It's quite a considerable amount of consumers. It's a lot of parents. It is a lot of children. And it seems to me, you know, that there is a general direction of travel, and it's not conservative governments or socialist governments or liberal governments. This is across the spectrum from ministers all over the European Union in a very disparate way, but be quite honest about it, a very quick way as well, that they have moved within 6 months to having a situation that this should be up to the member states. So very clearly now, we need to take action, and Ireland needs to lead in it.
Patrick O'Donovan, thank you very much. Minister Patrick O'Donovan there, Minister for Arts, Culture, Communications, Media and Sport.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.